Roger Grossman, 80 man, is back here as we start quarter two. Merrillville 7, Warsaw 6. The difference, a blocked extra point by the Pirates. The third time the Tigers have had an extra point blocked this season. But Warsaw, with a promising start to this second drive of the game, they have second down and 7 from their own 42. Now heading into the wind, into the rain here at Fisher Field. They're going to pitch it back, and this is Reed coming to the near side, and he's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be thrown down for no gain. There was no room for Tucker to turn upfield, Andy. No gain, third down and 7 coming up.
And that was just good pursuit by the Merrillville linebacking crew, just kind of sprinted down that line. You got to take your hats off on that play to the Pirate defense.
Half a minute into the second. Warsaw facing third down and 7. Tigers on third down this season, 57%. In their last three games, they're at 72%. Sullivan, play action fake, rolling out, looking. Has a man open on the near sidelines. It's Reed, but he had the ball knocked out of his hands, and I don't know if he would have been in bounds anyway. It's now 4th and 7, and the Tigers have to punt the football into the wind here at Fisher Field.
Yeah, and that was that fake pitch, and you know Drew comes back to pass, but I think you're right. I think even if he would have caught that, he was out of bounds.
The official kind of waved his arms that way.
Yeah.
Is why I thought that. The Pirates have two men deep, and for my money, even though Smite's a good kicker, they are still too deep because the wind is howling in Smite's face. Haubegger to snap it. Everybody is ready. There's the snap. It's perfect. The kick is away, and it's a good kick. And the wind is going to chew it up. It lands at the 30, rolls to the near sidelines, and will be down just inside the 21-yard line. Merrillville ball leading 7-6 with 11:02 left to play. Andy, here in the opening half.
Now's the time to kind of button up a little bit. And, just kind of said earlier, but, you know, Shades of Concord, there were a few of those drives that the Minutemen had that were stopped, and we're going to need to buckle up here. Make some stops, get off the field, get that offense back on the field.
The Pirates come running out with the momentum on their side. Starting for the near hash mark at the 22-yard line. Sanders turns. This is their other guy. This is Cameron Jordan. Jordan's got some room, and he's across the 30 and out to the 35-yard line. That's a first down gain of 13 yards. Haubegger on the stop for the Tigers.
And that all starts with the offensive line for Merrillville just getting out and making some really key block, kick-out block there by that left guard.
That's what Bart Curtis said in the pregame interview.
Yep.
If they get our hands on us, we're in trouble. And that time they did that.
Yep.
From the 35, Merrillville leading 7-6. High snap, handoff. This is Jordan. He's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage. And down he goes. Back inside the 35. It's officially no gain, a loss of a half a yard. Good job by Hunter Dippin on the stop. Second down and 10 to go for Merrillville.
Yeah, Hunter just kind of broke through that line there and stuffed that for no gain. You can see, though, that Merrillville offensive line, and especially some of those perimeter blocks, are really – they're doing a really good job with that, and Hunter was good to get through that.
Second down. The ball now in the middle of the field. And that is Jordan back there. Back to throw. Sanders rolling to his right. Hit as he throws. It's intercepted! It's intercepted! Tristan Wilson picks it off. His 6th interception of the season and a record breaker. Wilson picks it off, and Warsaw has the ball in Pirate territory at the 45.
Boy, that couldn't have come at a better time. And that Tristan Wilson, just a ball hawk. You could see that coming a mile away. That quarterback's rolling out to his right, looking to not throw back across his body, but still maybe an ill-advised pass. And Tristan saw it the whole way, could see who he was going to throw to, came across that field, perfect interception before he went out of bounds.
At full speed, Sullivan gets hit and thrown for a loss. Loss of a yard back to the 46-yard line. The Pirates have made some adjustments on defense, Andy.
Yep.
They're starting to shut down the middle. The Tigers are going to have to explore other options. They're
yep.
trying.
For sure. And it's kind of like if you want to equate this to a boxing match, you know, we landed a couple, they've landed a couple, now we're settling in for a good fight here.
Second down and 10 still, although it's more like 10 and a half. Duncan in the backfield as the fullback behind Sullivan. Two wideouts, they're both on the near side on second down and just more than 10. Option play, Sullivan keeps it. Pushes a man down, turns up field, 40, 35. And he's got a first down, down to the 34-yard line. A gain of 11. He knocked over a defender who wasn't looking, shoved him forward, and took off behind him and used him almost as a lead blocker.
He did. And that Maryville defender is probably not going to want to watch video of that because that's probably not what he had in mind there.
No.
But just another good run by Drew.
8:56 clock running, second quarter. Maryville 7, Warsaw 6. Tigers on the move after the interception. Sullivan stands up. Brock went in motion. Now Quentin will retreat to the left halfback position. Play comes in from the sidelines this time. And they're going to hand it off to Duncan. And Duncan will dive forward to the 32-yard line. That's a gain of 2 yards. It'll be second down and 8.
That's our keep them honest play right there.
Yep. Truthfully, when Bart Curtis first came here, he used to run that much more often.
All the time.
With this particular group, and Brody Duncan, not a breakaway type runner like we had with Juan Jaramillo and some of those guys.
Julius.
Flores Ortega. And then it's a little different offense, and he's adjusted to that. Second down. And now whistle sound, and Warsaw wants timeout, and they get it. 7:55 left to play in the half. Maryville 7, Warsaw 6. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Second down and 7 for the Tigers. Ball to Maryville 32. Warsaw trailing by a point. Sullivan under center. Option left, turns up field, big hole. 25. Oh, tripped up. Tripped up as he got to the 25-yard line. Orita had one man to beat to get into the end zone. A saving play by Michael Williams, the quarterback. And we have a flag down?
Injury.
We have an injured Tiger.
Yep.
We have an injured Tiger. And it is Ponce. Ponce is down and pounding the turf with his fist as he sits there and waits for the training staff from Warsaw to get there. It was a gain of 6. Third down to 1, waiting for the Tigers. After Ponce is attended to. And I'm guessing, looking into that huddle, trying to figure out who's the alignment that they brought in, I would have assumed it was Cooksey. And it is. Blake Cooksey was going to be the veteran guy of this offensive line next season when all these guys graduate. He is in the game, and he has received some valuable instruction from these older guys and experience playing in these football games.
Absolutely. It's good to see Ponce get up there.
He's up. He's walking. He's not happy. He's a fun guy. We've enjoyed. He is a monitor in the athletic department, so we get to see him from time to time in the mornings. And he is slowly walking off the field. It looks like a leg injury. Ball in the near hash mark at the Maryville 25. Sullivan is a little confused about the play. Again, the play clocks are not working. So Drew doesn't know exactly how much time is left until he has to snap the ball. And it's going to be a keeper, I think. Mm-hmm. No, they gave the ball off. Duncan on the carry, and he should have enough, and he does. First down, Tigers. Sometimes even I can't tell. Yep. In that time, I think Sullivan's hand got caught in there, and Duncan took Sullivan and the football ahead for the first down.
Yeah, something didn't look right. I almost thought that Drew's face mask got grabbed, but something didn't look right there.
No, I think it was just the fact that Duncan still had a hold
of
him. 7:06 left to play in the half. Warsaw down by 1, but right now at the 24-yard line of the Pirates. Option play, Sullivan with blockers. Turns upfield 20, 15, makes a man miss at the 10 to 5. Touchdown! 24 yards for Drew Sullivan, and Warsaw is back to the lead. It's 12 to 7.
Same play that we've seen many times this year, just that fake fullback, and then I'm going to follow my lead blocker through that gap. very, very good blocking by the Tigers downfield. And I'd be remiss, Drew Sullivan, unbelievable run. Saw an opening, went for it, and got it. We've seen that run 100 times this fall, and that's just gritty running there by Drew Sullivan.
Warsaw does not go for two. They're going to try to go back up by six with the extra point. Snap back, spot is down, kick is away, and the kick is good. Warsaw, 13, Merrillville, 7. 6:54 left to play first half. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Remember, that started with the interception by Tristan Wilson. He returned it, well, he ran out of bounds at the 45-yard line, so a 45-yard drive in 2 minutes and 59 seconds. Gives Warsaw the lead, 13-7 with 6:54 left to play here in the first half. And now, whereabouts is going to be really interesting, Andy, because Smythe is kicking into the wind. I will just tell you right now, he can't kick this into the end zone against this wind. What are the Tigers going to do?
You kick it high and short.
That's what I think.
Maybe force them to just take a fair catch.
Well, I think you make them field it in the wind.
Right.
Kick it as high into that wind as possible and make it like a knuckleball and see if they can fidget around with it and give you an opportunity to get to it. It's a high, it's a chip kick, and it's going to do just that. Oh, and it's going to stay. Oh, no, went out of bounds. Oh, it went out of bounds the very last second. Man, that was close.
If that would have stayed in bounds, we would have got the ball.
Yeah, we would have.
Merrillville was just staring at it.
Yeah, they totally backed away from it.
Wow.
That was really close. That's the play, I'm telling you. Now having seen it executed, that is the play.
That is.
You just throw it up in the wind and let the wind just chew on it.
And if that ball would have just settled right there in bounds, we would have had the ball because there was no Merrillville Pirate within 10, no. 15 yards of it. It's almost like they assumed it was going out of bounds.
Yeah. 6:54 left to play in the half. Warsaw leads Merrillville 13-7. Pirates in the final media and coaches polls were number 3. Warsaw facing number 1, number 2, and number 3 in consecutive weeks, and it's very possible that they could be playing number 4 in the state championship game next week. Johnson in the backfield. The ball is at the 35. Sanders hands off to Johnson. He's going to get hit behind the line of scrimmage. He's not going to break away this time. That's a loss of a yard back to the 34. Nelson dipping Habegger on the stop for Warsaw. Second down and 11.
Sounds like a law firm.
It is. Be the biggest law firm you ever saw. Who's going to argue in court with those guys?
I know. There's no arguing with Hunter. I know that firsthand.
Hunter Dippin would more be described as the class clown. And I say that with great affection. He
yes.
is one of the funniest people
yes.
in high school sports I've ever run across. Sanders, hands off. Johnson running left, looking for a hole. He breaks a tackle. He gets across the 40-yard line. They're going to mark it right at the 40. That's a gain of 6 and sets up 3rd down and 5. Man, it looks like Warsaw's got it stacked out just right.
Yeah.
And he still finds
yeah.
a way to get through there.
Yeah, because you're right. I thought we had him at the line of scrimmage again, and he got 5 yards.
3rd down and 5. If they don't make it here, it'll be interesting to see if Brad goes for it. Sanders simulates the snap and then looks back to his coaches who give him a signal on what play to run. The Warsaw fans down below trying to make some noise and help the defense. Sanders, hands off. Johnson, oh, he got away. He'll get a first down across the 45-yard line out to the 47. That's a gain of 7 yards before Robbie Strawn brings him down. 2 Tigers had a shot at him.
Yep.
One got blocked from behind, but I don't think it was an illegal block. I think that they did not throw the flag wisely. And the second just whiffed. Now it's first down and 10 for the Pirates with 5:32 left to play in the first half. Warsaw leading 13-7 over Merrillville. The winner goes to Indianapolis next Saturday night at 7 o'clock for the 5A championship. Sanders with a last word for Johnson. And they're going to run the reverse. And the Warsaw Tigers have it strung out, but the guy gets away. This is Peters, and he'll run into the Warsaw bench after a gain of 7 yards to the Tiger 46-yard line. He's quick. And the difference between Warsaw making the tackle and not there is the fact that he just is quick and was able to jump out of it.
And I think it was Tristan Wilson that was coming up to get him.
Yes.
And he just – not that Tristan did anything wrong. It's just JQ, he's a pretty good running back.
No, that was a terrific play. Yeah. Johnson running left. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Warsaw with the run blitz. And Matthew Flores Ortega blew it up. All the way back across the 50 to the 49-yard line. Matthew Flores Ortega, the sophomore linebacker for this Warsaw team, Andy, has had a tremendous first season on the varsity.
Oh, absolutely. And he made a great play there. And you're right, that was a run blitz through and through. Just came right through that hole at the perfect time. And that play had no chance for Maryville.
4.5 minutes left to play first half. Third down and 8 now for the Pirates. They need to get to the Tiger 43 to get a first down. They've got Cameron Jordan into the game at running back. Lined up to the left of Sanders. Sanders is going to take the snap and drop the throw. Quick throw far side. Got a man open, and he stayed in bounds. It'll be a first down to the 41-yard line. The catch made by Peters for Maryville. They needed 8. They got 10. First down, Pirates.
And that's just the situation where Peters went and camped out right up that sideline. Knew where his feet were, made a good catch.
Warsaw did not want to get beat there. They'd rather give up a first down than get beat deep. 4:15 left to play in the half. Peters went out of bounds after the catch, so the clock stops momentarily. Now it winds again as they snap and hand off up the middle for Cameron Jordan, and he gets nothing. He got nothing. Schultz was the first guy in there, but he had plenty of help from Habegger and others. No gain, second down. Clock running, 4 minutes to play in the half. Warsaw leads 13-7. Remember, the Tigers get the kickoff to start the third quarter.
Been impressed with our linebacking play so far. You've called a couple of their names. Habegger, Gavin Schultz, been making very good plays.
They are committing to that, though.
Yep.
The pass over the middle behind them is vulnerable. Left side, Johnson, dancing to the outside, gets trapped. He got grabbed around the ankles and couldn't get away this time. Tackled for a gain of 1 to the Tiger 41-yard line. Cohen Heady on the stop for Warsaw. Third down and 9. This feels like a big play in the football game right here.
Oh, yeah. You know, you'd have to think Coach Cease, if we hold him here at third down, you have to think that he's going to go for it.
He does not want to give Warsaw the ball back with a chance to even run these last three minutes off the clock and then get the ball to start the third quarter. Sanders from the shotgun. And it's a draw up the middle. Cameron Jordan, he runs into his own man, and he's going to get tackled at the 36-yard line. That'll be a gain of, actually give him 6. They mark him at the 35. It's fourth down, and for sure the Pirates are going to go for it now.
For sure.
2:45 left to the Warsaw fans down below. Start to hoot and holler already to help the defense.
Boy, if we can get off the field here, that'd be a huge point in this game.
The Tigers already with 1 interception, 1 touchdown allowed, 1 punt. Again, no play clocks. 2:23 left. They send Jordan out to the left slot. Sanders back in the backfield by himself, takes a snap. Fakes the middle. He's going to throw it deep down the middle of the field. He's got a man wide open. Bogart at the 10, at the 5, and he scores. He did cross the goal line. The ball came out, but he had scored already. And it's a long touchdown, a 36-yard touchdown pass to Dermont Bogart. And Maryville, with 2:11 left in the half, has tied the game at 13. And now Gonzalez to try to take the lead again. And did Warsaw jump off sides? Or did Warsaw call timeout? Warsaw calls a timeout. We'll take it. 2:11 left to play in the half. Maryville and Warsaw tied at 13, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger and Andy with Austin and Steve. And it looks like the Pirates are still going to go ahead and try to kick this ball. I thought maybe with the timeout by the Tigers that they might change their mind. There's no reason for them to. This is for the lead. Snap is high. The spot is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 2:11 left to play here in the first half of the 5A North Semi-State. It is Maryville 14, Warsaw 13. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. 2:11 left in the half. The Tigers have 1 timeout left. Trailing 14-13. This is, again, I'm counting on now seven full seasons of experience with Coach Curtis. Coach Curtis is not going to take a knee here.
No.
But he's also not going to try to do anything crazy, I don't think, because he gets the ball to start the third,
right,
and being down by one for him is not a, the worst thing in the world.
No, that's okay.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that touchdown came across because I think one of our safeties was just caught looking in the backfield thought we were going to get him.
Yeah. And we almost did.
We did.
Bouncing ball down the field, and it's going to be grabbed by the Tigers and fallen on at the 34-yard line. So with 2:11 left to play in the half, Warsaw again going into a strong wind. They're going to have to get Mason Smythe pretty close. As good as his leg is, they're going to have to get him probably inside the 20 to give him a realistic shot.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That wind's still a factor quite a bit. But there's still plenty of time. 2:10 left, there's still plenty of time to operate a somewhat normal offense.
Well, if Drew could break one here, that would run for 50 yards, that would really help. And Sullivan is going to take off. After faking right, he goes left, follows his blocker down the field, 40 to the 45, first down. Gain of 11 for Drew Sullivan out to the 45-yard line. Clock stops when they move the chains. 2:04 left to play in the first half, and now the clocks wind again.
Ponte looks like he's better.
Yeah.
Did you see that block down the field?
He blocked like an angry didn't he? 1:50 left. Again, Warsaw with one timeout left. Sullivan's had another really good first half running the football and making good decisions, and he'll hand off up the middle. And everybody's looking for the ball, and Duncan's got it down at the bottom of the pile, right at the line of scrimmage. It's a gain of one to the 46, and Warsaw is going to hurry to the football. Second down and 9. Warsaw quickly lines up. They're in their hurry-up offense. And Sullivan's going to keep it and run left, and he'll get inside the or outside the 45 to the 49-yard line. Gain of 3 more yards. Sets up third down and 6 with 1:14 left to play. And now, really interesting strategy here, Andy. If Warsaw doesn't make this, they have to punt. But then Brad Tease is going to start using his timeouts, and he has 2 left.
But I don't think we're in any hurry to snap this ball, though.
No. I'm a little surprised that Cease didn't call a timeout right there.
I agree.
On third down and 6. The wide side of the field is the right side. Warsaw with the ball in the near hash mark. And frankly, if this play goes off as scheduled, Warsaw would not have to run another play. And they hand off up the middle. Duncan gets across midfield and is tackled at the Pirate 48-yard line. Warsaw doesn't have to run another play unless Brad Tease calls timeout, and he is not.
I think they're both coaches are content to just take this into halftime.
Interesting.
Yep.
20 seconds left. It's 4th down and 3, and it's a full 3. 13 seconds, 12. And Bart Curtis is staring at the clock, Andy. 3 seconds, 2, 1, and Bart Curtis calls timeout. Interesting. Timeout Tigers will keep it here. Merrillville 14, Warsaw 13. 4th down and 3 from the Merrillville 48-yard line.
Into the wind, too. I was going to say, do you put, maybe Quentin Brock back there and make him throw a, like, Hail Mary? But that's
– no.
I've seen Quentin throw. He can throw hard and he can throw far, but that's that's a too big of an ask there.
No. Well, too many things can go wrong. But Bart Curtis has a plan. He knew what he was doing there, and let's see – what that plan entails. Warsaw trailing by 1 and going into the wind. If we're going the other way, it'd make a little more sense.
But right now, if you offered me $1 million to guess what's going to happen next, I cannot tell you.
No. No. Unless they're going to try the hook and lateral. They practice that every day. They don't have a time to run another play. So whatever happens here is how the half is going to end, unless there's a defensive penalty. And even people who don't follow football know that the half cannot end on a defensive penalty. Brad Cease has been spending these 60 seconds over there warning his team to be on high alert. Sullivan under center. Takes the snap, going to keep it, turns upfield, stops at the 45 of Merrillville and gets the 41-yard line. He gets the first down. That counts, and we come to halftime. Merrillville 14, Warsaw 13. We'll come back with the first half scoring after these words on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Fisher Field, a packed Fisher Field. Warsaw trails Merrillville here in the 5A North semi-state championship game, 14-13. Here's how it went down. Merrillville got a first down after taking the opening kickoff, and then they had to punt. Warsaw took the ball from the 16-yard line at their own end and marched her down the field in a drive that went 84 yards in 7 minutes and 47 seconds, capped off by Drew Sullivan with the touchdown run. Sullivan with his 8th touchdown run of the season. The extra point, though, was blocked, and that is kind of literally casting a shadow of the football game right now. Otherwise, we'd be all tied up at 7. Then on the very next drive, the second play of that drive, J.Q. Johnson went 75 yards. It looked like he was completely bottled up and stopped, and then all of a sudden, his body, running at full speed, emerged from the pile, and he goes 75 yards for the score with 105 left in the quarter. Benito Gonzalez with the extra point, and Merrillville had the lead 7-6. Warsaw scored to retake the lead at 6:54 of the second on a 24-yard run by Drew Sullivan. Mason Smythe this time made the extra point, and that made it 13-7 in favor of the Tigers. But the Pirates scored just before halftime, 2:11 left to play, with their quarterback, Jordan Sanders, scrambling, pressure coming from his left side. Sanders saw that he had a guy wide open and just released the ball. It was not an aesthetic pleasing throw, but it found the target, and it was Jordan Sanders to Dermont Bogard from 36 yards out, and there wasn't a Tiger within 15 yards of him when he caught that ball. One Tiger got to him at the goal line. He actually fumbled the ball after he had crossed the goal line. The kick by Gonzalez was good, and that's how the Pirates lead here at halftime, 14-13. When we come back, 2 minutes of local news. That'll be followed by some scores from Steve back at the station, and we'll also give you the first half stats. Coming up next here on News Now Warsaw.